USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Santa Clarita, California City Council is set to discuss a vote of no confidence for Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon during Tuesday's City Council meeting. City Council members are set to discuss the special directive set forth by Gascon and take action as deemed appropriate. Desiree Andrade tells Fox News her disbelief.
And it's coming from a man that truly does not care about us victims and is totally pro-criminals at this point.
Desiree's son was beaten to death by supposed friends. The discussion comes after the City Council's public safety meeting called for the City Council to take up a vote of no confidence with Gascon's special directives favoring criminals over victims. And on a follow-up, the illegal immigrants who were involved in a fatal California highway crash last week near El Centro, California, reportedly paid up to $10,000 each to be smuggled across the U.S.-Mexico border. The 25 immigrants were jammed into a single SUV that crashed into a semi-truck. 13 were killed. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
President Biden on Monday seemed to forget Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's name at a White House event, calling the Pentagon chief the guy who runs that outfit over there. 78-year-old President Biden has previously struggled with the names of his own cabinet secretary selections. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden will give his first primetime address to the United States on Thursday to mark the one-year anniversary of lockdowns across the nation due to the coronavirus pandemic. Venezuelans will be getting special treatment at the U.S. border. Dan Naraki reports.
The Biden administration will offer protected status to undocumented Venezuelans in the United States. An estimated 320,000 Venezuelans will be eligible to receive temporary protected status. According to Homeland Security officials, the move was made because of the extraordinary conditions in Venezuela, where nearly 5 million people have fled from in recent years to escape economic hardships and humanitarian crises. The temporary protected status allows people to live and work in the United States until conditions improve in their home country.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The Center for Disease Control announced new guidelines for people that have been vaccinated. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The CDC has released its guidelines for nearly 31 million Americans who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. One of those recommendations would allow those who are fully vaccinated to meet with unvaccinated people who are at low risk of severe illness without masks or social distancing. Dr. Richard Besser says that could help encourage more people to get the shot. The former acting director of the CDC tells ABC News it would be a welcome step towards normalcy.
It's an individual who's at low risk of having serious illness. The CDC is saying you can be together. And so that opens the door for grandparents to meet with their children and their grandchildren and have that kind of contact. And I know for a lot of people, just that movement towards some semblance of normalcy will be a great emotional release. And I hope for some people who've been on the fence about getting vaccinated, it will encourage more people to do so.
Since vaccine distribution began in the United States on December 14th, more than 72 million doses have been administered. That's reaching 14.6% of the total U.S. population. The U.S. is currently administering over 1.6 million shots a day. 14 games scheduled Tuesday in Major League Baseball. The spring training games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. Two late games, Nationals and Astros at 6:05 p.m. and Dodgers and Reds at 8:05 p.m. Tickets are available for the games being played in Florida and Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Bright.